You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And then mostly sunny on Monday with a high of 39. So we'll be right back. We're going to be talking about two of our authors at Jeannie Murphy Public Relations that are promoted by Mariah Media. You're going to find a lot of information from these guys, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. So stay with us, and thanks for listening.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People, and I'm Jeannie Murphy. Colleen Kelly is my business partner at Jeannie Murphy Public Relations and Mariah Media. And we have a show, Talented People, because it gives us a chance to really kind of introduce you to some really amazing individuals and product creators and all kinds of different types of personalities. And two of them that we're going to talk about this next hour here on Talented People. One of them is an author. His name's David Brown Jr., and he has so much to offer. I think you're going to see him in quite a few places this year. We're working with him on his book launch. His book's called Letters for Lucia. Excuse me. I'm tongue-tied here right now. But Letters for Lucia. And also our statesman and mischief makers author, Scott Crass, who is so adorable, interesting, and there's no doubt he's going to be all over the political channels because basically he's a historian and he's got so much to offer in his book that's just out as well this week. So let's start, Colleen.
Two exciting authors with both their books are very different, mm-hmm. but they're both really exciting. I'm excited about both of these books and both of the authors that to see them get some media attention.
Absolutely.
So Letters for Lucia. I was saying it Lucia, so I don't know. Is that Lucia the right way to pronounce it?
Mm-hmm. We're going to find out more when he's on the air.
It's a story of love, forgiveness, and healing. And so David was a new husband and father, and he found himself dealing with probably the largest tragedy of his life. He had gotten separated from his wife. I don't know if they were divorced, and they had a small child, baby. Mm-hmm. And his ex actually took the baby, abducted, I guess you would use that word, mm-hmm. Back to a country. Do you know what the country is? Overseas. And it was probably the devastating, I'm sure.
Terrible.
And mm-hmm. so rather than, you know, letting all this resentment and anger
manifest.
Yes. He decided to see life from a lens of compassion and forgiveness in his own words, which I love that. So he's reflecting on the experiences of the separation from his daughter. So this book is, he writes all these letters to her, and it goes about all And the letters are share the principles that he believes in, and hoping that she practices them as she grows up. And he explains these principles, you know, can be applied to all of our lives. So it's a really beautiful, touching story. And I'm reading it now. So
what's the subcaption on the cover? Again, 8 principles for adversity.
For managing adversity.
Mm-hmm. He... just talking to him, he is such a gentle soul, and like his book is so sincere and thoughtful, and he's writing to her as though he was actually with her, hoping that one day when she gets them, she'll kind of catch up with them in their universe. And like, you know, he seriously has like so many stories to tell us about, even out of body type of experiences that are really meaningful to him, because he just believes that he's on the same channel as his daughter, even though she's not there. Isn't that something? I think that's amazing.
I do believe in that, because I know that I've thought about people and then all of a sudden they've showed up, someone I hadn't seen forever. And this happens with the same person. I'm going to talk about her and she's probably going to show up at my door.
tell me.
Later. It's weird. There's a woman that I worked with years ago. And she's older. She's probably my mom's age. Sorry, Mom. Don't mean to call you old. But so she, I don't know. I always think about her and worry about her sometimes, because she's had a lot of tragedy in her life and stuff. So, and I'll go for years and not see her or not think about her. And then all of a sudden I'll be like, oh, I wonder what B's doing. I haven't thought about her. I should, you know, reach out to her. And mm-hmm. I don't. And then she just pops in.
It's
every time
thing.
I do that. And it's like almost like
psychic.
Yes.
In a way. I totally believe in all that stuff. And I know that you're right. And it is true. Like even on social media or something, you'll be like post something and you'll be thinking, oh, you know, I wonder if someone's going to see this, or in your mind that, you know, and then all of a sudden they'll check in and say, hi, even without knowing it. That happens a lot of times. Same kind of story. I just love those kinds of things.
Right. So
he's a businessman, though. It's kind of interesting because he came from like a banking executive position back before, you know, that happened to him. And so he has a lot of, you know, high executive level leadership qualities, which is another reason that, for one, being an author and coming to our firm for that kind of representation is one thing.
Well, he has a degree in finance mm-hmm. from the University of Delaware and an executive MBA from Villanova. So he's really probably a very well-rounded individual, because, you know, he has organizational leadership, psychology leadership, organizational dynamics. He's a very interesting person, and we can learn a lot from him.
Yeah. And he also, like, let's talk a little bit about his, because I made the mistake before with Dr. Paul Marciano on Forbes. He just submitted, which through our company, we submitted to Smart Brief, a smart blog for him, and then it got picked up. So talk about that for a bit. That's just too much fun.
Right. So smart blog on leadership mm-hmm. is a platform where it's leaders that write these blogs that are very well received, and they go into a bunch of magazines. They have a newsletter. They go into they provide content for major corporations. So it's a big deal, this Smart Brief and Smart Blog on leadership. And David Brown, we asked him to write a blog. He wrote one very fast for us. We submitted it and they loved it and they published it, I think just recently. So it's already got a lot of pickup, and we're really, and he called it Leadership Intentions, the Key to Shaping a New Paradigm. And he talks about leadership qualities that you need to have. So, you know, when he first took his first corporate leadership roles, somebody wiser and more mature told him that he must learn how to play the game if he was going to be successful. And he found out, you know, through all of his experiences, that's not necessarily true. It's how you treat people.
Wow.
And what you give out is what you'll get back. So it's a very great, it's a nice article. I recommend going and taking a look at it, and because what he has to say is very important.
It does come from the heart. I just love the way that he's able to talk about his, you know, adversity and the story of his daughter and then connect it with, like, I mean, I spent quite a bit of time talking with them on the phone about these things too. And, like, you know, if there are people who just cannot let go of anger, so this is perfect timing.
Many
for
people,
the, you know, New Year's resolution type thing, is that, you know, it is. It's like, you know, he has had to see past. He's had to forgive his wife that took the baby and left when he was just seriously, like, absolutely a brand new father and wanted to be a father to an infant baby girl with his wife. And she took off. And it was like he had just, it was just such a terrible time. And then he realized that instead of making that a negative, that he could turn it into a positive. And so he actually, in the foreword, the dedication section of the book, it's the most touching little, you know, explanation really of what he was writing. And I think that's what's connecting with everybody, you know, from like the managing editor or Smart Brief and everybody else who was reading it. You could tell that there's so many places this fits in. If it's leadership, if it's training your executives, or, you know, training your staff, it's a business related. And then it goes back to just a person with a New Year's resolution who has just some issue that they just can't let go, that adversity.
Right.
And it's like, you know, it's so hard to keep up anger. And yet on the other side, there's so many rewards when you put it out in the universe like he did. And then look at him now. I mean, just literally the book is just launched. The first January has already picked up in Smart Brief for the first time. You know, that's the right out of the gate.
It's a big deal.
It's huge. And what about, let's talk about Tara Seeger for a second, because that goes right along with that. And unless she's our local.
Speaking of Smart Brief.
Yeah.
I think it was at the very end of about a week ago, we got an email from the editor, James DeSilva, and he said that Tara Seeger, who is also our client, mm-hmm. Her blog on leadership was one of the top 10 leadership blogs.
Number four.
Of the year, which is really, really exciting.
That's just, I mean, there's
that means
there's
a lot of people
because if
read
you think
that
about
blog.
It, you think about it, okay? 365 days of publishing material to 6 million plus readers a day, times all the number of the contributing editors, authors, and those that are submitting for the opportunity to be published in the first place over there. So she writes her change management, you know, basis, her company, so everybody knows, because she is actually a New Jersey-based business owner, so we can give her a little more information on Tara Seeger. Tara is a business owner for Ally Solutions Group based out of Clinton. They're like the most prominent change management company in the Northeast. They have all kinds of healthcare clients and large businesses and change management since it's been the word, you know, the buzzword for at least 10 plus 20 years. She went to NJIT and she's just, she's amazing. She's been on the show a couple times. She's one of the greatest people, greatest souls, same thing, genuine spirit, and just wrote from her heart.
Right. And I think that's what
defines makes a difference.
Really good writers.
And it's interesting because she actually had that blog post on like January 20th of 2014. And to me, it's such a rewarding experience for her, you know, to have that posted a year ago. Everybody thinks things out there on the internet just go away. We talk about the footprint all the time. But to have someone come back and the Christmas
almost the exact same time the following year.
Yeah. That over the whole course of the year, the number four of the entire year 2015 blog postings from all the most amazing writers and contributors, it was her. And it was so great to see her get that because she was just so surprised. And, you know, I love the way it just goes to show that what you put out there in the world, the ripple effect, that it comes back to you. Because that was like a concrete comeback. And
it was a good blog because it's fantastic. She talks about, it's called The Truth About People and Change and What to Do About It. Because people do not like change.
Yeah.
So that's what she is an expert at, how to, you know, manage change.
She's also a television host as well. She's gorgeous and she's beautiful inside and out. So we're going to go to a break real quick. Talented people. We're talking about some of our clients and some of their amazing accomplishments this year. It's again 4:15 on January 6th. Happy New Year. Stay with us.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Okay, welcome back. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Colleen Kelly and I are in studio today talking about some amazing authors and some, you know, incredible talent that have achieved a lot of great things this year. So talking about New Year's resolutions from the first hour, 3 to 4, with Dr. Paul Marciano and his Forbes blog that was posted, which has already gotten, how many did you say, 12,000 likes or something?
It's had over 10,600 views so far.
In like 2 days. That's amazing. And Kevin Cruz, by the way, is one of the Forbes contributing editors that interviewed him. And he's also a very big New York Times bestselling author and employee engagement specialist. Right. So when they're talking about what they know about, it's just like the dynamic duo, those two.
Right.
And so love them. Check that out. And then we were talking about the Santa Choice Award winning products that you were explaining through that just came through the system, and the Mariah Foundation, which was the arm, I guess, that donates products over to St. Peter's Hospital for Children in New Brunswick. And that was a lot of fun to hear about those products, too. It's already, season's already, you know, starting over again, actually.
Right.
It takes a year for those people to get, you know, revved up and ready to go with their holiday products. And then GCAP with Nadine Savino, the Giovanni cap. Basically, that is the greatest story, being on Good Morning America and everything. And then we were talking about David Brown Jr. with his book, Letters to Lucia, and about his Leadership Intentions blog on Smart Brief, and that just got picked up, and that's going to be so much
letters
fun to watch.
For Lucia.
Why do I keep saying that? I don't know. It definitely should be a four, because basically it's for her and she's a baby. So
right. Now you'll remember.
I will. I need to put that in the right place. And then his blog on Smart Brief was picked up right out of the gate. And that's a big deal. Like, that's a huge accomplishment.
Right.
And Leadership Intentions in this soft spoken voice, if you ask me how I feel about him. We're going to have him on the radio show. I think it could be as early as next week, by the way. He was supposed to be on today.
That's exciting.
Yep. And then we have Tara Seeger, who is our New Jersey-based Change Management Ally Solutions Group proprietor and partner, managing partner. And let's talk about her show on Princeton Television for a minute.
Tara's Leading Change is the name of it.
Yeah. She's had it for a few years now.
Yes.
And she's been on this show, as you know. And she's the host of the show, and she has a lot of the experts on change management as guests on that show. And you can watch it on Roku. Where else can you watch it?
You can watch it online. I don't have her schedule, but you can watch it on the website if you don't have Roku.
And Vimeo.
And then it's all, you know, it airs in the Princeton area and the Mercer County area through, I think, 60,000 households.
You know what? I want to ask you something. I don't know if you know the answer or not, but if everybody out there is listening, I'm sure they're probably curious about this too. All right. So I have my television, internet television, whatever you want to call it, cable company, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody knows who they are, I'm sure. But what's the deal with Roku? Because Brandon has it, okay? And so he doesn't even use a box or anything. We bought his Roku under your idea at Kohl's for like $100 about 2 years ago. And he told me yesterday, because I was going in to get some service adjustments and so on, and he told me that he doesn't use anything except he just plugs it in and he can watch anything anywhere.
To me, I believe that it's like a it's an online, almost a streaming thing that comes through your box, because you can also, on a Roku box, you can get your Facebook, you can pull that up, you can pull movies. That's awesome.
It is awesome, because like we were talking about right now, the reason I brought that
Netflix.
Up is because you, like, we have a television show, Princeton Television, with talented people, and he can watch that show anytime, even if it airs on, you know, Tuesday
right.
nights. You can watch it, look it up,
right.
like a Netflix. But I'm just, you know, I was trying to figure out if I even needed boxes. Or
I
if
have
I should
that
just go
channel
get...
on my Roku box.
Really?
Ours. Yeah, because it's different.
Do you still need a cable box? Do you have to pay every month for a box? I'm going to find out about that. If anyone knows the answer,
no.
please call us up.
No, it's not.
Because that just would make total sense to buy boxes for the boxes in the house, get rid of all those rentals.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it has a lot more reach.
Right. You're just not getting, with cable, I guess, a lot of people still like to have the news. Mm-hmm. And I know you can get that through Roku, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what you can't get.
We're
going
to find out. We're
going
to have to get, I'm going to put this on the to-do list.
We
Our New Year's resolution. We're going to bring in the sales manager
for Roku.
That's
a good idea.
And we're
going to
find out what the deal is with this, because I am so
I know.
Sick of being ripped off.
Me too. And I don't watch. The only thing I do watch is from the box.
And the same thing, we should actually have somebody on. If anybody out there is listening, okay, because we know a lot of people out there are listening, and a lot of people have companies that are in that digital telephone cell world. You know, why are we spending $400 a month on these services that we keep watching on TV I can get for $25 or $100? I'll be fair. That's going to be our New Year's resolution here on Talented People. We're going to enlighten and bring out some people who actually can shake up our budget and give us the money to save this year. How
right.
That?
Very smart.
Okay. So I'm going to put that down. We're going to do like maybe a quarter of the hour, 15 minutes with interviews on certain companies. If you're a company out there, by the way, who has this special product or service that goes to consumers or to businesses, and you would like to come on the show and talk about what it is that you offer and why we should stop. What is it you were just saying? People don't change. They don't. I'm resistant to change. I am the
right.
worst person resistant to change.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay. So, okay. It's already.
You'll even give your argument.
I will.
Why.
Yeah.
Why
I'm not.
Won't
well,
change.
That's what happened. Remember when you were trying to get me to take a BlackBerry? I used to carry around my Mac everywhere we went and open it up. Like I was like Miss Briefcase Girl. And it was like, this is like 2 years ago, by the way.
Well,
and she's
it wasn't
like,
a BlackBerry either.
What was it?
A smartphone. You
well, whatever. All I know
times.
Is I would walk over to these clients' offices and open up my computer. It was my Mac. I was just like so in love with it, and I was like, I took it everywhere. It looked like a briefcase because I'd walk up, open it up, act like, you know, back in the '20s or something. And you were like, you can do that from your phone, and I was like, I don't want to. I don't want to do anything from my phone. Then the minute that I saw what it did, I was. I'm like the Steve, you know, Jobs
it's
movie.
The same thing
we're
with the
all
with the website.
Obsessed. Oh my God. Well, that is another story. Tell that story because that's pretty funny. That is a great story to tell because people out there who have the same problem
well,
that I have don't know we offer this service as well and how simple.
Well, you
go ahead.
Started the business
mm-hmm.
and I joined you later, but an email marketing, you had all that going for you. But I was like, you need a website. And you were like, I do not need a website.
And now it's like, okay.
You tell everybody, you need a website.
You have to have a website and you have to have a Twitter account.
Right.
And I mean, I take that stuff so like, you know, you got me hooked on it, like hook, line, sinker, because it really is true. You know, talk about damage control for us, like reputation management, whatever it is. You know, you talk about if your company has if you have no visibility. Putting out a press release starts to change that right there and then. And electronic email marketing, like you said, it all ties together. You have to have a home base. It's got to be easily updated. What about all the people who are hostage to their logins because they got these services from the gurus?
First of all, the world of websites has changed so much. It's the same as like almost everything. They make things so much easier for you. So you don't need to know code. You don't need to have these things to have a website. If you want to have a website, you can have one on your own. And someone can help you do it and train you
mm-hmm.
how to log in, post your blogs,
right.
make changes. And then you can pretty much not be captive to somebody that you're paying. First of all, you want to make a change and they're not there. And then you have to wait for them.
I hate that.
To make a change and then they come back and charge you you know,
ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just it's a different world. Yeah, you don't
literally takes it's log in, update page, save, publish,
right,
to make a modification on a typo. And right. people, our clients themselves, we tell them all the time, how could you possibly fall for that? Because you're gone for like three right. weeks trying to change something or update. Even if, you know, if you're on the radio and stuff, that's one of the things we love about internet radio is that we get the streaming radio links for our clients and for our guests anytime. And it adds to their social media.
Of course, like you put that into your website.
Into your website.
That's very important.
Yeah. And Twitter, as far as just, you know, being social, like you say all the time, you know, having some type of, you know, something to say or share.
Everybody's on Twitter.
And then it pops up. And if you've got a problem that you're trying to hide or something, you can actually talk, speak up, and become the front runner of your own problem by being a little active and putting out better things that people care about.
Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn is very important.
Love LinkedIn too. I do.
It's very important in business to have your LinkedIn account and use it to the best that, you know, there's so many features that LinkedIn offers that people don't know about. Like you can, you know, they have a blog that you can blog right on. It's called The Pulse. So if you don't have your own website or blog and you're waiting, then you can, excuse me, I just got distracted there. You can put a blog up on LinkedIn. So there's so many things that you can do to grow your
right.
business. And that's what we do. That's what we specialize in, mm-hmm. in, you know, in branding and public relations to get your word out there.
And so many times people come to us and they really don't even have any idea where to start. And it's like, that's all we ever do, right? Is start people and
starting
get them going.
Starting is very important because it gives you, you know, a place to start from, and then you can just run, take it off and run from there.
Yeah, I love that so much. And I was going to say another thing I thought was interesting this year is the Flickr site, Flickr for photographs. I think that's kind of cool for people who don't know about it too, because I was talking to a customer the other day and she had just gotten back from a convention and she had gotten recognized up on the podium for some of the work that she was doing with one of her patient clients. And there were like 100 photos and she just loved them all. And she had them in her camera and she was like, I just want to share them, but I don't know what to do. And I can't do one by one thing. And so it was so much fun because I was telling her about the Flickr site and stuff. And then she was just like, walk away. And she came back and it was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? And then there's a whole site again that helps your SEO that you could put your pictures on and do it in one simple step.
Oh, there's a lot of them. There's, mm-hmm. you know, Flickr is one of them, but there's, quite a few that are good.
Yeah, no, it's just, you know, you, if you don't think that way, you don't know about it, and then you just don't do anything. Meanwhile, she had access to all of them, and then her fans and her employees could just go to the one site and look at them all and take their time, and it didn't hold up their thing and all those old ways of thinking.
I'm going to tell you about a new app, and this is getting a little bit off topic, but I have a 12-year-old, so I'm learning constantly about new. They're on cutting edge of, mm-hmm. of everything. And so the kids, the 12-year-olds are on Snapchat, and that's not new. Mm-hmm. You know about that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's another new one. It's called Musical.ly that they all go on, and you can make little music videos and share them with your friends. It's a cool little app that there are, you know, a lot of them are on too. So I like learning about those things.
Oh, it's so much fun. And it's really cool to see Emily bringing in those things.
And Vine, you know, like I love those. I have always loved Vine.
We got to go to a break real quick. This is Talented People. It's already 4:29 on January 6th. We hope you're having a happy new year. Colleen Kelly, and I'll be right back with you after news and weather.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
When we look at North Korea, it's like looking at a crystal ball. This is where Iran ends up if we continue on this same misguided path.
That's Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz speaking out on North Korea's purported hydrogen bomb test. Cruz is blaming former President Bill Clinton's administration for this.
The Clinton administration led the world in relaxing sanctions against North Korea. They used the billions of dollars that flowed into North Korea to develop nuclear weapons.
The Texas senator told reporters in Iowa that because of the Clinton foreign policy, we're facing a megalomaniacal manic who may have a hydrogen bomb. David Petraeus is the latest former Obama official to testify about Benghazi. A House committee questioned the disgraced former CIA director today about the 2012 attacks in Libya that left a U.S. ambassador and three other Americans dead. This is USA Radio News.
The fight to preserve Western civilization and Western values in America is more important than it's ever been, and that's why you'll want to be at the Western Conservative Conference in Scottsdale, Arizona on March 18th and 19th. It's the premier gathering of conservatives in the Western United States. It's the event you don't want to miss. Conservative stars from around the country will be there, including Governor Mike Huckabee.
Military is not a social experiment. The purpose of the military is kill people and break things.
America's Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Bringing the illegal immigration problem back to the forefront.
Keynote speaker and former presidential candidate Herman Cain.
The American dream is under attack.
But the good news is we are fighting back.
For more information, go to westernconservative.org. Register now for March 18th and 19th. Sign up for early bird pricing and see the confirmed list of speakers and sponsors. Get involved with the fight for our future at westernconservative.org.
Okay, welcome back to the show. It's already January 6th at 4:31 in the afternoon, and I'm Jeannie Murphy. Colleen Kelly's here with me in studio, and we're talking about some of our clients at our public relations firm. We have a media company, and a public relations firm does a lot of different things for different types of clients. Sometimes they're authors, sometimes they're, you know, organizations like the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, Mercer Institute, individuals that are really high levels, you know, celebrity spokespersons like Ken Kamen. He's also an author, but he speaks on wealth management. He's on CNBC and Dateline regularly. And then some new talent that we have, two new authors. We were just talking about David Brown Jr. We talked, and his letters, Letters for Lucia, and his Principles and Leadership Intentions blog that was just on Smart Brief. And then we were talking about one of our clients, Dr. Paul Marciano, and his Forbes article that was published by Forbes with the interview by Kevin Cruz, which is another one of our authors in the employee engagement space. And so we wanted to take a second to introduce you to a new author. This guy is so great. His name is Scott Crass, and he actually works for a senator in New Jersey. And he's a political science and communications graduate. He has written three books. Two of them are out right now. They're part of a series called Statesmen and Mischief Makers. And he is going to be on the show in the next week or two. And he is just a very interesting person, isn't he, Colleen? Let's talk a little bit about Scott.
Scott is a very wealth of knowledge. I have never met anyone that has all these facts and figures, and you bring up someone's name and he knows everything about them, which is really exciting to see. And his book, I'm reading it now. I'm reading the second one. And these are all stories about politicians that I knew about growing up, the names, but I didn't know that much about these people. So it's really some interesting stories. And I had my mom here visiting, and I had her read them too.
Oh, so what'd she say?
Yeah, she loved it. She didn't get to read all of them, and I couldn't give her the book because it was my only copy. So. Yeah.
Well, the book is so, it's like, how many pages? 300 pages or something?
It's
800? I don't know. It's like 3 inches thick, but what it's so great about it is that there are like 150 stories, and they're stories. So you can just read a chapter real quick and then go back to it and read another chapter. You don't have to lose out on the chapter if you don't have a lot of time.
It's true.
But he's so cute. Like, I think he says something like his first words were like
politics.
I could just picture a little kid 5 years old or less, you know, politics.
He truly, truly has a passion for politics.
No, that's what I love
about
him,
too. And when I talk to him, I get more interested in politics.
And the story is the way he tells them, because he's got a sense of humor.
And it's not politics in a very
dry, boring,
no, like forceful way of this or that, you know, right or left. He talks about politics in a very moderate kind of a voice where it's he knows all the stories, the behind the scenes stories of and what happened and
everything. Like, it's like hysterical. He actually went out, if you could picture this, and contacted like the wife or the daughter or the wife and the daughter or the person themselves and wanted to get more of the story. And now this is for the political figures that are in this volume two. They're not actually governors or senators. What's the level again? It stops at some level and then it goes to those that are just below that level, because he's like, these are the statesmen and mischief makers that you only hear a little bit about, because it's not like, you know, the blowout stories, because this is the stuff that nobody really knows about. That's what makes a book, so all three of them, but this especially what we're working on right now, it's so interesting. And he actually goes to the families and he'll bring up an issue or a story or some kind of like a, you know, hearsay, and he's like, I just really want to get your side of the story. And these people would actually talk to him. And he spent his time. He did not want to do it in a way that was negative. He couldn't really make a lot of promises to everybody as to what it was going to be like. But he said, just tell me your story. And I promise if there's a way that I can make it make sense, I'll put it in there. I do not want my book to be, you know, bad mouthing people. I just want to set the record straight. And I'd love to hear it, you know, from the voice of, you know, the family. And so when he's telling the stories, he's got this charm because he really does know the family members, talked to him about it, got their blessing, heard their side of the story type of thing. And he's funny. So there's some wit in the stories too, because there are some, you know, some like mischief makers. I mean, right there in itself tells you something. You got to know something about this, right? And then he'll tell the story and just, it's kind of like a, you know, fact straight, fact up. You can ask him anything. What year should this person run? And when did they come in? When did they go? How many teeth do they have? I mean, it doesn't matter what. And you see the passion in his responses. He's just a really, really bright and shining. He's a very talented speaker. So if you're out there and you've got a need for history, you want him to teach a class, you've got students that would be engaged by some history lessons, or just adults that would want to know more. This is a person who could talk to almost any audience. He's got that talent, really, of a fun, engaging way of telling the stories. He's passionate about his stories, about his book.
His passion
and
really
he's
does
well-spoken.
Shine. Well-spoken, and he tells the stories in a way that is very interesting.
Entertaining and in his mind. They are just totally burned into his mind. And he, without hesitation, because we did have him on a television show just recently, watching him was so much fun because he knows he talked to the family and he knows who they are and he cares about them and he knows them by first name and they love him. And they could be, you know, 50 years older than him at this time.
Well,
and
one of the stories he talked about was Tip O'Neill, who we all know and love. I certainly did. And his Tip O'Neill's daughter wrote the nicest review for Scott on his book, on the second book.
Read
I think.
It to us.
She said, Scott Crass has been able to detail the stories of the famous as well as those little known legislators who made a real difference in people's lives. He deserves high credit for enlightening a new generation about the politics of the 60s and 70s. Dad would have enjoyed the book. Rosemary O'Neill, daughter of the former House Speaker Thomas P. Tip O'Neill. I think that's so great.
Oh my
I mean, he's
God,
so proud of that.
And he should be.
And he deserves it. And he's got a lot of other reviews that are really great. So I think anybody, if you have any inspiring or politician or anybody that's just interested in politics should read this book, because
I'm going
a lot
on a cruise
of
I'm taking with me.
Are you? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Because
good for
I
you.
Think that's the time I would just love to just delve into it, because that just I thought about it. I'm like, oh, my mom would want this, my dad would want this, my
right.
brother would want this, Stephen Maher would want this,
Stephen
my brother
Maher,
he
is
love
a great
it yeah
me.
So there's like 10 people in right, my immediate family including my husband that would just all be like, I can't wait to read this,
right?
And so where's the best place to get it?
Ex Libris.
Okay,
so is, that, and his website is now up. We're still working on it, but it is called statesmenandmischiefmakers.com, and you can buy the books on Ex Libris, which is Xlibris.
And there's also a direct link to purchase this book again, Statesmen and Mischief Makers by Scott Crass with a CRASS, on our website too, JeannieMurphyPR.com. If you are interested in any of the talented people that we have been talking about today, you can go right to our website and actually see their profile pages, contact information to buy their book, check them out for speaking, check them out for interviews, you know, anything you'd like. They're just really the best people. And if you've got something in mind that you'd like to say, we'd love to hear from you. Is there anything else you want to mention? Because we're getting ready to go to our final break here at Talented People Calling.
I just wanted to say it's been a pleasure being here with you today. I've enjoyed it. I like talking about all these people. They're all very talented, inspirational, exciting people with a lot of promise in their future. So I can't wait to see what happens with everybody.
Yeah, no, that's the perfect way to start off the year. All right, well, it's 4:41. I'm going to put you on to a couple commercial breaks right now and then let you listen to a couple great songs. And we'll be back to you next week. So have a great week and Happy New Year.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's what you do.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire, you can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire, even if we're just dancing in the dark. Messages keep getting clearer, radio's on and I'm moving. Check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know this. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just while it's on me, I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on.
and they'll be carving you up all right. They say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast starting tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a love reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. We can't start a fire. Sitting around trying to really break the heart. This comes to higher. Even if we're just dancing in the dark, we can't start.
The lighting options you want and the answers you need. Right now, Fight 60-watt LED bulbs are just $2.99 each after $3 instant savings. Stop by Ace today and get our longest-lasting bulbs for just $2.99 each.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Thank you.
Who'd you pitch against today?
That's San Diego today.
How'd you do?
Nettles got me bottom of the ninth. Uh-oh, we're late. Come on, help me get this stuff up. All right? So who taught you to hit like that? Huh?
Yeah.
USA Radio News with Melanie Burkett.
There's nothing that's occurred in the last 24 hours that has caused the United States government to change our assessment of North Korea's technical and military capabilities.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the U.S. is skeptical of North Korea's claims about successfully testing a hydrogen bomb.
The initial analysis that's been conducted of the events that were reported overnight is not consistent with North Korean claims of a successful hydrogen bomb test.
Earnest says North Korea continues to take provocative actions and further isolates itself from the rest of the world. Senior U.S. government sources have said it could take several days before they know for sure what kind of nuclear device may have been tested. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz is blaming former President Bill Clinton's administration for North Korea's purported hydrogen bomb test. The Texas senator told reporters in Iowa that the Clinton administration relaxed sanctions against North Korea, allowing them to develop nuclear weapons. This is USA Radio News.
This Mother's Day, you know what to say in your heart, but here's how to say it out loud. For my listeners only, Sherry's Berries is offering giant freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in my code, Steve D. And for today only, you can double the berries for just $5 more, twice as much for only $5 more, but you've got to use my code, Steve D, for these berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. Trust me, I get these in my family every year. They're a big hit. I even save a few for me. But here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. And today only, you double the berries for just $5 more. An offer for my listeners only when you use my code Steve D. Visit berries.com, berries.com, or call 866-FRUIT-02. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in Steve D. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, enter my code Steve D. This Mother's Day deal expires tonight at midnight. Make sure you order now.
The Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court is blocking the state from issuing same-sex marriage licenses. Judge Roy Moore issued the ruling today, saying a previous order by the court in March remains in effect. Moore also warned probate judges not to issue any marriage license contrary to state law. He explained that today's order is aimed at clearing up the uncertainty over the conflict between the state's court ruling and the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriages in June. Donald Trump is jokingly reprimanding his supporters along the presidential campaign trail. The GOP candidate faked outrage at a supporter in New Hampshire last night who shouted, "President Obama is a Muslim." Trump was speaking to a crowd packed into a New Hampshire school gym. He was criticized 4 months ago for not responding to a supporter who said, "We have a problem in this country called Muslims." Yesterday, he criticized Obama for using executive order to expand background checks, took on political correctness, and poked fun at Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right, they're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Yeah! Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Opponents are shooting holes in the president's argument for changing gun laws as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Anybody in the business of selling firearms must conduct background checks or be subject to criminal prosecutions.
Gun dealers like Arizona's Greg Wolf not expecting the executive orders to hinder his business.
Every time that there's a story about gun control, we grow more.
And Wolf says anyone who buys a gun from his online store has to have it shipped to a licensed dealer, and that Obama's suggestion otherwise is a lie.
There's just no truth in the matter that somebody can go online, buy a firearm, and it's just going to ship to their house.
In Washington for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Some beef sold at Walmart is being recalled. The company that makes ground beef sold under Walmart's Sam's Choice label is recalling 90,000 pounds of the product because it might contain small pieces of wood. The wood was discovered at the factory, and no one has reported getting sick or injured. The 2-pound boxes of meat are labeled Sam's Choice Black Angus Beef Patties with 19% Vidalia Onion. They were produced between late November and December 9th. Sunday's wildcard playoff game between the Vikings and Seahawks could go down as one of the coldest in NFL history. The current forecast for game day in Minneapolis calls for the temperature at kickoff to be 2 degrees. The temperature could fall to minus 14 as the game progresses. The coldest game on record was the Ice Bowl in Green Bay between the Packers and Cowboys for the 1967 NFL Championship when game time temperatures fell to 15 below zero. I'm Melody Burkett.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember